What's up, party people? It's your girl, Yvette, with another episode of This Ain't For Everybody. I am back. It is time for story time with Yvette. Okay? So let's get into it. The last episode, I said I was going to come back and tell you all what has been going on in your girl's life, because when I tell you, it's been a lot. I've just been so busy with so many different projects, okay? Yes, different projects, and I'm just like overwhelmed at times, and I don't understand how I'm going to fit everything into one day. And really, I don't get everything into one day. It's crazy. So, back in December, I decided that I wanted to, you know, move. I wanted to be in a house. So, started this process, and now my house is pretty much finished, and I should be moving into my house by the end of August. And, that process was just great, you know, but now I'm in the process of packing up my apartment. And anybody who knows your girl knows that she hates packing, knows that she has that spirit of procrastination, and sometimes that spirit of laziness all over her. So it is sometimes frustrating. And when I'm packing, I'm just looking at all these boxes like, my apartment is a mess and I can't hardly take it. I can't hardly stand it. And it makes me feel like my life is in a disarray. Like, for real. So that's one thing. The second thing I have been working on is getting this whole bundles thing together. So yeah, your girl is selling bundles. Now, you know, I have my vendor, but you know, I cannot find a name that's not already trademarked. Every name that I think of, it's been trademarked already. So I'm stuck right there. And that's been a process. So it might just be bundles by Yvette for real. So that's what I'm submitting, I believe. So yeah, I have bundles, curly hair, straight hair, wavy hair. Yeah, I don't have a website yet, but it's coming. The next thing I've been working on, your girl got a journal and a notebook being sold exclusively on Amazon, which should be there in the next few months. Hashtag activate your faith, journals and Amazon's coming to you. You can purchase them on Amazon. Yes, your girl's been busy. See, she has been busy. So I will be doing that. And I'm in the process of editing my second book. Some of you do not know, but I've written a book before and published it on Amazon. I'm in the process now of trying to edit this second book. And it's really taken a very long time because sometimes I just don't feel like it. You know, when I go to work, because I work a full-time job and it's very, to me, demanding. I get off at 4:30 and I'm at work every day anywhere between 7:15 and 7:30. I get off at 4:30. I come home. I try to relax for a little bit. Then I'm changing my clothes to get up to go work out because I have a 6:45 class that I go to Monday through Thursdays. And if I'm off on a Friday, I hit that class Friday mornings. And if I'm not busy on Saturdays, I will do some mobility classes on Saturdays. And then I just kind of feel like I need some time to rest, some time to find my center. So, sorry, I had to get some water. So, you know, it's just like the days are long. So when I come home from my workout class, it's literally almost 8 o'clock and I have to get ready for the next day, you know, start it all over again, unless it's Friday, you know. But then on Saturdays, if my grandkids have games, I'm up. I'm going to games. And then, you know, if I need to go food shopping, I have to do all of that or whatever shopping that I need to do, because Sundays we got to make the church house because we got to keep this spirit fed. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, not only am I working and doing all that other stuff, I'm also an adjunct professor for a university, which takes up a lot of my time as well. And I don't get a lot of time to do the things that make me happy, you know, like creating t-shirts that I used to create, or a sweatshirt, or, you know, etching glasses for, you know, people just as a gift, just because I like to do those types of things and give them away. So, or even drawing in my art journal or my sketchbook, because that's something else that I like to do in my pastime. But now I don't feel as though I have enough of that time, because when I'm not doing that, now I'm trying to find time to meal prep, and I really don't like eating the same foods all the time. That just gets so boring. And you lose, for me, I lose the taste for those types of things. And then since I've had COVID, and I know that was a few years ago, I literally can get up some days and not have a taste for anything at all, which is horrible, because since recovering from COVID, you know, I since been diagnosed with diabetes. And now that I have diabetes, I need to make sure that I eat so that I can keep these sugar levels just stable. I need to keep these sugar levels stable. And that's been very, very difficult. That's been a challenge. Because I'm here to tell you, like, sometimes I feel like I'm not beating diabetes. Diabetes is beating me. And I'm just like, come on now. But anyways, my last visit to my diabetic doctor, she did say, you know, my A1C had gone up, which was very disappointing. But she felt as though I was doing a great job and I look great. I look fit. So she told me not to even worry about my weight, because your girl look good. Thank you to my Fit Body crew. I love my Fit Body crew. They're just amazing, amazing people. Yes, if you're looking for a great place to work out, please join Huber Heights Fit Body. Let them know that your girl YFit sent you. So yes, that is some of the things that I have been doing, and it's just 24 hours just don't seem like enough time. And of course, you know, you gotta get at least 8 hours of sleep. At least I do. So I try to get into bed by 9:30, especially since I want to get up by 5:30 to go to work. And it's just not enough time in the day, because I spend a lot of my time at work. And then when I come home, I have to do the adjunct work, which, you know, I really like. And I feel as though in 15 years, it's something that I wouldn't mind doing once I retire. But who knows? Who knows what the future may hold for me? So we'll see. But in the meantime, your girl has to finish packing up this apartment, because I have to have a procedure on my thumb, which, you know, I have triggered them, which is crazy. I think it's because I have to take insulin. So my goal really is to lose this weight. I just don't want to take insulin at all. I want my diabetes to be diet controlled. So in order for me to get there, I have to lose the weight. And that is my goal. That is the goal. But I have to have this procedure on my thumb, and that's next Thursday. I'm a little apprehensive about it because I don't like to have any type of surgery. So I'm really apprehensive about it. And I keep going back and forth like I should cancel it. Well, what's the worst that could happen? My thumb would be stuck in a straight position, or it would be stuck in a bent position. And I don't know if I want either one of those to happen because, look, I need my thumb. Yes, I do. So it's just a lot going on. It is just a lot going on. Hopefully my life, once the journals are out, that's one thing off the plate. And then once I'm into the house, that would be like, oh. And then when I take my vacation days, if I'm not out of town, or, you know, just trying to live my best life because, you know, your girl got to live, I will be working on some other projects, really trying to get my website up for these bundles. Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. And I'm also going to try by the end of this year to finish this book and have it out on Amazon. And I have some things working for another project to get the books out there, not only to be sold on Amazon, also the journals. I'm in the process of working something out with that, so we'll see what happens, so that they're not exclusively just on Amazon at this exclusively on Amazon. So we shall see what happens, but I will keep you informed and let you know. Yeah, so that's all I got. It's been your girl, Yvette. Thanks for tuning in for story time. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for rocking with me. Stay safe, stay healthy, and as always, activate your faith.